organizational, business, and supply chain strategy roadmap. Before working to optimize an organization's supply chain strategy, one must first learn about business strategy and the competitive advantage intended to be provided by a given organizational strategy. From there, the organization needs to develop or optimize a complementary supply chain strategy. This process needs to be ongoing so that misalignments or gaps are resolved on a regular basis. Defining strategy and related plans. At its simplest level, strategy is a plan for using an organization's resources to achieve sustainable, long-term success. A business strategy defines success in a competitive context. The company is successful when it outperforms its competition. The strategy defines the key success factors, which are defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the product attributes, organizational strengths, and accomplishments with the greatest impact on future success in the marketplace. The key success factors will create a sustainable competitive advantage. Strategy plots a course to ensure that those factors are in place. Because of this competitive aspect, companies rarely publish their strategies. This would be giving the competition too much information. However, a business strategy can be seen in the actions a company takes or chooses not to take, the decisions that are made about how and where the business will grow, what products or services will be developed and what they will look like, how they will be priced and promoted, how and where they will be produced and sold, how the business's resources will be selectively invested, what competencies the business will develop and enhance, how relationships with customers and suppliers will be structured, how aggressively the company will compete. The definition of strategy in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary reflects this broad reach of an organization's strategy. For an enterprise, identifies how the company will function in its environment. The strategy specifies how to satisfy customers, how to grow the business, how to compete in its environment, how to manage the organization and develop capabilities within the business, and how to achieve financial objectives. C. Strategic plan. Strategy formation includes two major activities: strategic planning, which results in a strategic plan; business planning, which results in a business plan. Strategic planning is used to develop an organizational strategy, also called a corporate strategy in many cases. This strategy is laid out in a strategic plan. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the strategic plan examines how to marshal and determine actions to support the mission, goals, and objectives of an organization. Strategic plans are meant to provide direction to the company's investment of its resources over a longer time frame, more than the usual annual business planning cycle. The longer time frame for strategic plans allows these investments time to mature and produce results. Business planning provides a bridge from strategic planning to the more tactical planning described in operational strategies. It translates the strategic plan into objectives, both financial and non-financial, and allocates organizational resources to support strategic activity in all of the organization's parts. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a business strategy as follows: a plan for choosing how to compete. Business strategies can be classified into four general categories: 1. Least cost, 2. Differentiation, 3. Focus, and 4. Best cost. This definition shows how we are moving from the broader organizational goals that may address many different types of business units to the specifics of how a given business unit may choose to compete. A well-diversified organization may have business units that follow different business strategies. A business model is the organization's organizational and business strategy formalized into a business plan. It specifies the details needed to achieve the strategy. A business plan used for strategic plan refinement is to be distinguished from business plans developed by entrepreneurs seeking capital investment. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines it as 1. A statement of long-range strategy and revenue cost and profit objectives, usually accompanied by budgets, a projected balance sheet, and a cash flow statement. A business plan is usually stated in terms of dollars and grouped by product family, which is then translated into tactical functional plans through the production planning process or the sales and operations planning, S&OP, process. C. Business planning, long-term planning, strategic plan. 2. A document consisting of the business details, organization, strategy, and financing tactics prepared by an entrepreneur to plan for a new business. Frequent changes of strategy waste the resources invested both in planning and in strategic initiatives. For example, the building of a new manufacturing line or a research and development facility. They also weaken the confidence of investors, customers, and employees in the wisdom of the business's leaders. At the same time, strategies do change. A deliberate strategy, planned, proactive measures may need to be adjusted to react to changing competitive and market conditions. It becomes emergent strategy, a continual response to a dynamic environment. Strategies are re-examined periodically to make sure they still fit the business's competencies and resources, its competition, customer needs, and other external conditions. For example, new government regulations may affect the profitability of certain products or services. Similarly, increasingly complex customer needs may demand greater interaction between the customer and the company. Competitive advantage may disappear as rivals successfully imitate products or introduce their own innovations. Opportunities may appear suddenly, such as the introduction of a new technology that can decrease production costs or increase product value or quality. Consequently, strategies are revisited and revised. Ineffective elements are scrapped. New ideas are added. Alignment of strategies. Since organizational and business strategies are like military strategy in that they require the marshaling and organizing of all its resources, then it becomes clear that the organization's supply chain can be its most potent strategic resource. Designing and building the right supply chain, S, that promote the business strategies can give the organization an edge over the competition and help it move faster, deliver more value, and be more flexible in the face of both steady change and surprises. The supply chain strategy is a complex and continually evolving plan to create value for customers and investors. Exhibit 8-1 shows how the direction of an organization is predicated on its organizational strategy, which includes its mission and vision statements that give clarity to the organization's purpose. The business strategy adds definition and details on how this plan will be enacted over a shorter period than is covered by the strategic plan. The supply chain strategy is an operational strategy that needs to align with these directives. Other operational areas also need an aligned strategy. Exhibit 8-1. Alignment of strategies. If these strategies are not aligned, the direction and fit will be askew. All three strategies are linked and dependent. Supply chain strategy is then a strategy for how the supply chain will function in its environment to meet the goals of the organization's business and organizational strategies. Competitive advantages are closely related to business strategy because they outline the advantages the organization should realize once it has decided how it will compete. Processes for developing the supply chain strategy and for designing or redesigning the supply chain follow. Processes for developing supply chain strategy. The key processes that supply chain managers need to be able to perform related to developing the supply chain strategy are aligning with the business strategy, creating the supply chain strategy. The following is a general overview of these processes. Aligning with business strategy. The process of aligning with the business strategy involves the following steps: reviewing the organization's business plan, financial statements, and other information and analyses related to business strategy to learn the organization's overall strategic objectives, including its vision, key business policies, and cost and revenue objectives. Its value proposition for customers and stakeholders, including its core competencies and areas it chooses to avoid. How it will differentiate itself in the marketplace to compete and grow in the face of change and uncertainty. Gathering information on the external environment, including customer requirements, competitor business and supply chain strategies, competitor supply chain maturity, market size and market share, overall regional, local, and industry market conditions, global risks and opportunities, reviewing current supply chain capacity, resilience, sustainability, and adaptability to understand the current state of the supply chain, actualized strategy, analyzing actual alignment to business strategy and the current environment, creating supply chain strategy. The process of creating a supply chain strategy that is complementary to the business model and the current environment involves the following steps: defining customer service objectives for business to business and or business to consumer, selecting a revenue model, including direct and or indirect and sales channels for each customer segment, mapping supply chain objectives to business objectives, aligning in-house versus contracted supply chain operating models and cost structure with organizational core competencies and strategy, aligning operating model, for example, make to stock, aligning cost structure or asset footprint, for example, property, plant, and equipment and human resources for planning, sourcing, production, and logistics by region, documenting the strategy, including clarifying the supply chain value proposition, creating a network model, presenting and marketing the strategy to gain executive and supply chain partner support and approval, accepting feedback and making agreed-upon changes, gaining approval for the strategy, comparing supply chain strategy to actual supply chain capacity, resilience, sustainability, and adaptability, creating action plans to resolve misalignments or gaps between desired and actual supply chain strategy. Note that these action plans often involve supply chain design or redesign, processes for designing or redesigning supply chain. Supply chain design requirements are based on the types of products and services the organization is selling and how those products and services have been designed. The key here is to develop a sense of customer and business requirements to ensure that the products and services are designed to meet those requirements while also meeting the supply chain's strategic goals, including for efficient and profitable operations. Every good supply chain design also needs to address collaborating with supply chain partners, delivering value using supply chain information systems, and specifying the proper methods of acquiring and managing data. Once a supply chain has an approved strategy for enabling and complementing the organizational strategy, it is time to get to specifics. Network and process design or redesign is about specifying who, what, where, when, and why for every detail of a supply chain, not only the location and number of facilities, but also how products will be designed to facilitate organizational strategy and how information systems will make the network transparent. The key processes that supply chain managers need to be able to perform related to designing the supply chain are identifying customer and business requirements, identifying the current and future states, performing a gap analysis between the current and future states, developing an action plan to close gaps. The following is a general overview of these processes. Identifying customer and business requirements. The process of identifying customer and business requirements has these steps: researching organizational and supply chain strategy for customer and business requirements, clarifying what degree of responsiveness and efficiency is required by stakeholders, performing market research, gathering information on customers' product or service requirements, learning how customer and business requirements will change over the product's lifecycle, understanding when customer and business requirements require development of reverse or specialized supply chains, determining when business requirements need to be satisfied through collaboration with supply chain partners, determining business requirements for technology, data, and communication channels internally and between partners, identifying current and future states. The process of identifying the current and future states involves the following steps: collecting historical data for several periods up to the present on actual inventory levels per location and in transit, inventory ordering methods and communications, actual transit times and costs, facility costs, customer segments, efficiency, responsiveness, and other metrics and key performance indicators, technology usage, usefulness, and administrative costs, mapping process flow for manufacturing and logistics for current products, analyzing inventory trends and ordering methods, modeling the supply chain in its as a state using mathematical models, process flowcharts, and descriptive techniques, developing a future state product or service design that will accommodate customer and business requirements and supply chain strategy, using supply chain network optimization tools such as network modeling and operations research to design a supply chain that meets strategic goals including responsiveness and efficiency, developing a technology model for desired information flows, analytic support, and electronic business, communicating the product/service and supply chain designs to stakeholders and gathering feedback, getting approval for the finalized designs, documenting the finalized designs, performing gap analysis between current and future states. The process of performing a gap analysis between the current and future states involves the following steps: comparing the as-is to the to-be state to determine needed changes to suppliers, supplier contracts and expectations, collaboration agreements and processes, customer segmentation, facilities, for example, opened, closed, modified, relocated, product or service design, production process flows and production lines, processes, policies, and procedures that incorporate continuous improvement and other forms of responsiveness, transportation modes or providers, inventory policy and ordering methods, technologies, adding or retiring. Communications policies or procedures. Metrics to provide incentives to align with strategy. Estimating the scope of the changes and time and cost involved. Performing a feasibility study and financial analysis to determine the return on investment. Preparing a business plan and gaining executive approval for it. Developing action plan to close gaps. The process of developing an action plan to close gaps involves the following steps. Planning how to develop continuous improvement philosophies in ongoing operational processes, policies, and procedures. Planning how to communicate and manage change initially and over the long term. Developing project charters for all changes to be implemented as projects. Gaining approval and funding for each project charter, including the authority to plan projects and expend funds. Planning each project to define the integration, scope, schedule, budget quality, and how to manage human resources, communications, risks, procurements, and stakeholders. Planning the execution, monitoring and controlling, and closing for each project. Note that implementing action plans involve the following steps. Communicating and receiving feedback. Using project management. Using change management to change the culture and ensure that project results become standard operating procedure.